We're continuing our series, Political Science, where evidence and ideology collide. And today we have a look at the inner workings of how policymakers interpret scientific data and how politics plays a key role in that. General Barry McCaffrey is a retired Army four-star general. He was an infantry commander in the first Gulf War. And from 1996 to 2001, he served as the U.S. Drug Policy Director under President Clinton. That means he was the drug czar. In October of 1996, just months after McCaffrey was sworn in as drug czar, he was called in to testify on Capitol Hill on the war on drugs. At the time, a Republican-controlled committee accused McCaffrey of suppressing a study by the Pentagon, finding that it's more cost-effective to burn cocaine fields and bust drug couriers in Latin America than to reduce demand by treating addicts here in the U.S. Now, McCaffrey, to this day, says that the science was on his side.
This is a very complex town, as you know, and I think a lot of the political viewpoints were either ill-informed or ideological or stupid. And I say that because, you know, when I started, there were studies floating around. People grab a study in Washington on policy in general. They haven't read their own study. They wave it at the other side and said, if you read this study, you'd know why I'm right and you're wrong. And one of the, on both sides of this issue, there was a big study that essentially said for every dollar spent on interdiction, you get seven times more effect from the dollar spent on treatment. But there was an opposing study. One of the first attempts to wreck me in a congressional hearing was just prior to the Clinton's reelection campaign. And the contention was at this hearing, which fortunately was on C-SPAN, it was the most ludicrous hearing imaginable. But essentially the contention was that I was going to lie to the American people and tell them that only treatment worked and that interdiction didn't.
Here is General Barry McCaffrey testifying before a House subcommittee on October 1st in 1996. Republicans wanted to know if McCaffrey supported drug interdiction in South America or treating addicts in the United States as a matter of priority.
Let me ask you this. Do you agree with the substance of the report?
No, not at all.
And nothing in the report at all?
No, wait. I think what I would agree with is that good interdiction pays off.
The politicians who were challenging you on that, only interdiction works, why were they doing that? What do they got going on that they have to confront you in that way?
Some of them were ill-informed. Mostly in that case, it was a deliberate attempt to damage Clinton in the upcoming presidential election. That was going on. They actually told me prior to the hearing, said, Barry, we're sorry we have to do this. The leadership told us to try and dust you up a bit, and if you survive it, they said, we'll be glad to work with you in the next administration. This actually was what grown men were telling me. It sort of amused me. I've been shot at by people in combat. I said, you know, what do you think, this is going to intimidate me? So there was a lot of that going on.
So you're coming with them, let's say, with a policy that says we need to increase drug treatment.
Well, the first
they tell you, we know you're right, but we got to beat you up because of Bill Clinton.
Well, a lot of them didn't know I was right, I might add. They were also ill-informed.
General Barry McCaffrey on the behind-the-scenes jockeying over a scientific report on drug policy, how what we know can easily get distorted when political agendas are at stake. Well, then, in 1997, Democrats in Congress introduced a measure of their own. They wanted to free up federal money for needle exchange programs.
And this year, in April of 1997, a recent poll by the Terrence Group found 53% of respondents approved needle exchange to help prevent HIV transmission.
It's Representative Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California, speaking on the House floor in September of 1997. Now, conservatives strongly opposed any move to change a ban on federal money for needle exchange.
Now, the president should be clear. If he thinks that needle exchanges are good, why is he not paying for them? And he's not paying for them because he knows the Congress won't tolerate it. And this is one more example of General McCaffrey's difficult job. He has been assigned the position that is the equivalent of Vietnam. He has the title. He doesn't have the power.
That's former House Speaker Newt Gingrich speaking before reporters in April of 1998. Well, powerful members of Clinton's cabinet wanted federally funded needle exchange. They said they had the science to show that it cuts HIV transmission. I was a Cub reporter covering the science policy beat and Barry McCaffrey at the time, and what happened next I never forgot. McCaffrey shocked other cabinet members by going to the president aboard Air Force One and convincing Clinton to pull the plug on needle exchange, a program that researchers say was working to cut HIV and AIDS. So here's Barry McCaffrey taking us inside his argument to the president and how policymakers fought over the science.
We were on a trip to Argentina. I was with the president on Air Force One. Of course, the drug issue was huge around Latin America, and I was helping him with that dialogue. And I found out there was a White House meeting, and they were going to announce that we're going to have federal support, administration support for needle exchange. I went to the president on Air Force One. Here he's sitting there, and I said, "Sir, let me tell you about this issue." I told him I was the only one that read all three studies. I'd been to Senatine to Vancouver, that it was clear to me needle exchanges was the wrong way to go, that if it was my son or daughter who was a heroin addict, that I wanted comprehensive outreach programs to get them into treatment and that that would succeed, whereas needle exchange, or for that matter, the Netherlands approach, giving people free opiates, was just killing them. You get killed by heroin addiction. But
spared HIV, that was the argument.
Well, the numbers weren't there. It was complete nonsense. Anyway, I said, "Sir, I've read all the issues." Now, the other thing I told him is, whatever you decide, I'm publicly supporting.
But you said, "Sir, I'm going to support whatever you decide."
Absolutely.
All of the reporting at the time was McCaffrey threatens to resign publicly and embarrass the president if he doesn't.
Never happened. Mm-hmm. Never happened. I personally told President Clinton with his face 2 feet away, "Whatever you decide, I'm supporting." And by the way, from Air Force One, he called back and said, "Wave off the press conference."
Barry McCaffrey, retired Army four-star general, and from 1996 to 2001, U.S. Drug Policy Director for President Bill Clinton.